Our government is letting U.S. food companies get away with serving American citizens harmful ingredients that are banned or heavily regulated in other countries.
In 1985, newborn millennials had to follow a schedule of just a handful of vaccines. Today, a child following the recommended vaccine schedule will receive up to 70 shots by the time they turn 18, including 27 before he or she turns 2, and as many as 6 shots in a single visit.
Never before are both sides, Republican, Democrat, have you ever had 100 murders in Manhattan in 466 days.
I just noticed behind me John Deere tractors. I know a lot about John Deere. I love the company, but as you know, they've announced a few days ago that they're going to move a lot of their manufacturing business to Mexico. I'm just notifying John Deere right now. If you do that, we're putting a 200% tariff on everything that you want to sell into the United States.
We have a lot to cover today. The exposure of big pharma, food companies expose good old-fashioned farming companies, well, or farming support. They've been exposed by President Trump. So much more is on the docket today. This is all leading up to one of the biggest elections in our history. We definitely need to pray and work together like Nehemiah, right? You got the Bible in one hand, and you've got your tools and building that wall in the other, right? You just, all of us know something is going down. And we have to continue to pray. Here we go. Folks, we hope you will join us in Nashville May 9th through the 11th, 2025 for the And We Know Tools for Success event at the Grand Hyatt on Broadway. Tickets include two-night hotel stay, light snacks, access to amazing guest speakers, breakfast, and our Nashville Night Dinner event with Tim Lovelace, a Grammy and Dove-nominated artist. We'll also have open learning sessions with Dr. Kirk Elliott, Dr. Kelly Shockley. We'll also have Todd Callender with us, Vax Choice. So I paused it there. I apologize. We've got Todd Callender, and we've got amazing speakers there for you. Definitely go to our website, andweknow.com. And I just want to make this quick announcement, if I could. We received several emails, and we saw them all, of people asking, how can I just come to the event without staying in the hotel and save money? And so we worked it out, the past couple of days, and check this out. We are actually going to have the availability to show up only for May 10th for those that just want to come to the event. If you go to the website, andweknow.com, you can just get the ticket only for one day. And you don't have to stay in the hotel, or you can just pick to stay in the hotel for one night, and it's all there for you to make your reservations. And so just want to make sure you know about that to save you money. And a lot of folks were sending us that information, and so we heard you out, and we want to make sure that you know that that is something that we are offering now for the several emails that we received for that. Looking forward to seeing you there. Wanted to start with this.
Our government is letting U.S. food companies get away with serving American citizens harmful ingredients that are banned or heavily regulated in other countries. Even worse, American food companies are selling the same exact products overseas without these chemicals, but choose to continue serving us the most toxic version here. It's un-American. Let me give you some examples of McDonald's French fries.
And so I wanted to show you that. Let me get to the examples, just one of them. But I'm going to show this a lot more later on in the video. But I wanted to start with this just to let you know. We're going to cover a lot of this in the middle of the video towards the end also, so you don't want to miss it. But let's go through this. And I'm just so glad that they're finally getting these companies exposed.
McDonald's French fries. In the U.S., there's 11 ingredients. In the U.K., there's 3, and salt is optional. An ingredient called dimethylpolysiloxane is an ingredient preserved with formaldehyde, a neurotoxin, in the U.S. version. This is used as a foaming agent so they don't have to replace the oil that often, making McDonald's more money here in the United States. But they don't do that across the pond. This is Skittles. Notice the long list of ingredient differences. 10 artificial dyes in the U.S. version and titanium dioxide. This ingredient is banned in Europe because it can cause DNA damage. Artificial dyes are made from petroleum, and products containing these dyes require a warning label in Europe that states it may cause adverse effects on activity and attention in children. And they have been linked to cancer and disruptions in the immune system. This on the screen back here is Gatorade. In the U.S., they use Red 40 and caramel color. In Germany, they don't. They use carrot and sweet potatoes to color their Gatorade.
So we're going to cover this a lot more and how she explains it all, but it's just really good to see all of this play out. It's in the description box below if you want to get this and share it with others. So back to what's happening with President Trump and also the Ryan Routh guy.
Ryan Routh, the suspect in the second assassination attempt against former President Trump, has now released a letter talking about what he was doing that day. This is a written note submitted as part of the government filing today. Routh says, quote, "Dear world, this was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but I am so sorry I failed you," adding that he believes Trump is unfit to be anything, much less a president. He is expected in court within the next couple of hours for a pre-trial detention hearing. Routh is facing two federal gun charges. More serious charges are possible as federal investigators scour his electronics and other evidence. Here now is Dave Ehrenberg, state attorney for Palm Beach County, Florida. Pretty shocking message.
Now, fortunately, here you have the Secret Service who came and saw this guy before a tragedy happened. They're the ones who opened fire, according to all reports, not the suspect. So the Secret Service here really did their job.
So Pepe Lives Matter says, so Ryan Routh was traveling the world, appearing in Azov Battalion commercials, right, with Ukraine, recruiting for Ukraine, waiting in a bush to assassinate Trump, but he wrote a letter saying he failed before he actually did the attempt. When did he write this letter? He wrote a letter saying he failed before he even attempted to do this. This isn't making any sense unless it's some kind of message to other assets to complete what he wasn't able to do. Where would he even get $150,000 from Ukraine? Apparently, he had these letters in waiting that he pre-wrote. Regardless, where would he even have this kind of money? And now the DOJ is releasing these letters. Makes you wonder why. And of course, the son of Ryan Routh, they're putting this out by ABC News, accused in Trump assassination attempt, arrested for child pornography. It seems like every time they have like the shooter in Vegas, remember he had, I think it was a son or a brother who also was arrested for child pornography. It's just amazing, the coincidence. And so again, just a reminder, September 24th, yesterday, was this meme, "The hunt is on, the hunters become the hunted." And so interesting, because even Santa Surfing caught this, the Trump at the Pennsylvania rally on September 23rd. He's given us a lot of comms, but check this out.
Far more people are dead than anybody knows. Far more people.
Far more people are dead than anybody knows. In our opinion, this tells me that many bad people have been dealt with, and he's just letting us know. You catch that? Very, very interesting.
If elected, you will arguably be the most targeted president in American history, whether we're talking about foreign threats or domestic threats. Does it change how you can govern? If the Secret Service or some people say they can't guard you effectively at a static golf course, how can they guard you on an overseas trip?
Well, I think we just have to do what you have to do. You know, the only ones that really are trouble are consequential president. So in that way, it's a very nice honor. But it's true. I mean, I was a very consequential president and would certainly be, and maybe even more so this time, because I understand the system. I understand countries. I understand who rips us and who doesn't. And a lot of people don't. A lot of people don't have a clue. They don't even know what's happening. And I think that I will feel safe. I think I'm going to feel safe.
Are you ever scared?
I can't be scared, because if you're scared, you can't do your job. So I just can't be. I have thus far had somebody protecting me because you almost think it couldn't have just been two times. I mean, two times. If I go another 300 or 400 yards walking, which I would have been there in a few minutes, right? Probably 15 minutes. Nasty things could have happened, would have happened. But we had a very good Secret Service agent that spotted a rifle coming out of a very, very dense group of trees and foliage and plants, saw the rifle, and he started shooting. He didn't talk, he shot. And then they caught him with the help of a woman, by the way, that got the license plate, and they were able to get him in a high-speed chase down a highway. That was one. And then, of course, Butler. Everyone knows about Butler. That was a quick turn of the head to show a chart that was a good immigration chart, showed what a good job I did, but that will go down as my all-time favorite chart.
So there we are, sharing once again his thoughts behind this assassination attempts and showing true leadership. I'm not going to live around, you know, walk around scared. I'm not going to live in fear. And we were told this all the time, and we're told constantly not to walk around in fear. There's nothing to be scared of. As a matter of fact, there's things to look forward to. But what they try to do is install fear by doing things like this. If you're looking at your screen, you'll see this. Here they are. Governor Josh Shapiro. We must all do our part in the fight for freedom. From the workers in Scranton who make Pennsylvania the arsenal of democracy to the brave Ukrainian soldiers protecting the country. Their country. And they're signing the bombs, like excited that they're going to send something over to annihilate human beings. Dr. Naomi Wolf said this is a satanic scene. These people seem unaware or unconcerned that they are signing missiles that will kill human beings. You know, times like these makes you wonder what in the world's going on. Donald Trump Jr. even said, so a foreign leader who has received billions of dollars, that would be Zelensky, in funding from American taxpayers, comes to our country and has the nerve to attack the GOP ticket for president. And he does this right after a pro-Ukraine zealot tried to assassinate my father. Disgraceful. So Greg Price said Zelensky's touring ammunition factories in Pennsylvania and attacking President Trump and J.D. Vance and American media outlets. A foreign leader essentially campaigning for Harris on American soil. And they're wondering why they were screaming Russia, Russia, Russia for the support from Russia for President Trump. Now you got Ukraine, and Putin actually said he wants Kamala Harris to win. Interesting how this is all working out. Talk about waking up the masses. Robert Kennedy Jr., Trump is committed to ending the war in Ukraine.
The three issues that got me into this, which is the censorship, the Ukraine war, ending the Ukraine war as quickly as possible, and then solving the chronic disease epidemic, which is absolutely destroying our country. And on all those issues, he said that he was absolutely committed to ending censorship, ending the war, and ending the chronic disease epidemic.
Were you surprised that he kind of stood with you and even was informed about some of those issues before you actually got to meet and talk to him?
Well, I knew. He's had his own problem with censorship, and, you know, I've litigated on the issue, but he's, you know, widely censored, the same as I am. And he's been vocal about Ukraine. You know, President Trump is somebody who'd rather make a deal than have a war, which I think is a good. My uncle, when he was, you know, he was asked by my uncle John F. Kennedy, was asked by his best friend, one of his two best friends, Ben Bradley, who was then the editor of the Washington Post, what do you want on your gravestone as your epitaph? And my uncle said he kept the peace. He didn't skip a beat. He said the primary job of a president of the United States is to keep the country out of war. He said he didn't want kids in Africa and Asia and Latin America, when they heard the name United States of America, to think about a man in a military uniform with a gun. He wanted to think of a Peace Corps volunteer. He wanted them to think of the Alliance for Progress program, the USAID, which My uncle had started both those programs to give aid directly to the poor, to create institutions for democracy, to create institutions to build a middle class in these countries, rather than giving them to military dictators and to the oligarchs in those countries, which was U.S. policy up to that point, and to become really an instrument for moral authority around the world. And, you know, my uncle never sent a combat soldier abroad. And today, as a result of those commitments, there are more statues to John Kennedy honoring him, more parks named after him, more universities, more hospitals in Africa, in Latin America, and Asia, than probably every other president combined.
Wow.
And that's what that is a foreign policy that works. It's a foreign policy that fortifies our moral authority around the globe.
So he wants to end the war in Ukraine, end censorship, and end chronic disease epidemic. And we've talked about that at length. And we had an interview last week with Fix the World Morocco. Here's something to help you out. Folks, you're having trouble sleeping, you're having some headaches and some more things going on with you physically in your body, you don't know what's going on. You probably something with your cell phones or Wi-Fi or other electronic devices like 5G causing you problems. Well, there's a product from Fix the World Morocco that will help you out. They have devices that have composites of shungite, steel, iron oxide, and brass powders all encased in an epoxy resin. When the resin cures, it creates a piezoelectric effect that emits a field of healthy life-preserving energy called orgone. Well, this energy field was discovered, studied by late scientist Dr. Reich, and there are fascinating studies around orgone energy that were included in the research documentation section of their website. Well, when used in your environment, the devices they created transform the harmful energy given off by electromagnetic frequencies or EMFs that come from 5G, your cell phones, Wi-Fi, electronic devices into healthy, life-preserving energy. Many people have become sensitive to EMFs, which can cause a number of health issues. You got to use these products in your environment. They can protect you from EMF toxicity and help to restore a harmonious environment that aids in better health and well-being. We've got it. Folks, I'm sleeping better. I used to have pain in the middle top part of my head. It's gone since I received these products. I have them on my phone. I have them all over my house now. It is helping me so much with pain relief, growth in plants. It actually helps with food preservation, better mental clarity, and overall calming effect. Go in the description box below, ftwproject.com/REF/532. I know that's a lot to say, but just go below this video, below the podcast, click on that link, and order your products today, folks. You will not be disappointed.
Me now is Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia. Senator, I'm so thrilled to be talking with you. There's so much I want to ask you about, but the eyes of the nation really are on Georgia right now, as you know. And I just gave a brief overview of what the state election board just did last week. There'll be more next week. You've said they are trying to set up a scenario in which they could refuse to certify an election whose results they don't like. That sounds a lot to me like people should be prepared out there for Trump and his team to try to overturn the will of the voters in Georgia again if he loses, like they did last time. Is that right? Is that what we should expect?
I'm very concerned, Jen. All of us should remember that famous phone call, a man from Florida calling into Georgia saying he needed 11,780 votes.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get it. And apparently, these members of the State Board of Elections, whom he called pit bulls, were out there doing his bidding and trying to create a scenario in which they can declare by fiat who the winner of Georgia is. Listen, I've seen this up close. You know, I've won in Georgia two elections. My name's been on the ballot five times in less than 3 years. They saw the anatomy of my win during my first election, how we won in the runoff. And so going into the runoff this last time, I had to sue the state officials of Georgia just so that Georgia voters could vote that first weekend of the runoff. This is how voter suppression happens. Mm-hmm. Undermine votes a little bit here, a little bit there. The news that Georgia voters ought to be paying attention to is this. The fact that they are doing this means that they know we're winning. They know that the momentum is with Kamala Harris. And this effort to turn the democracy on its head so that rather than the voters picking their representatives, the folks who are running it to pick their voters, it won't stand. We're going to be vigilant in court, and we're going to turn our people out.
It is, and I know you've won, you've dealt with these tactics before, so you're the perfect person to talk to about this. There are a couple of Republicans in the state of Georgia who have expressed concern about what could happen here. A lawyer for Brad Raffensperger, the state attorney general. Now, you know best if those are just words or if they'd actually take actions. If they wanted to prevent this from happening, what could they do?
Well, I think we need to see more action from the state officials here. And yes, I'm paying attention because, again, I've been through this history. But the fact that you have county officials, both Democrats and Republicans, saying that this is a mess, saying that we can't do what you're asking us to do, saying that this insisting on counting votes by hand is not only going to delay our ability to certify, but it certainly the data shows it doesn't increase accuracy. It decreases accuracy.
Listen to that liar. So Senator Warnock, this guy who won by lying and stealing through Dominion vote machines brought in by China, purchased by all of the leadership, most of the leadership there, can't stand hand counts. They'll reveal that Dominion vote discrepancies. Yet he thinks, well, if they have to do, you know, counts by hand, it's going to slow things down and we're not going to be able to certify the election in time. That's a bunch of baloney. What did they do before the machines? What have we done in our history of the United States of America? Democrats are worried that if a hand count shows Trump won, the Secretary of State would refuse to certify Harris's victory. Shouldn't the candidate who gets the most votes win? That's the stuff we're dealing with. What else on the election side are we dealing with? Oh, here we go. Soros. The FCC just fast-tracked George Soros' purchase of 220-plus radio stations before November's election. The stations reach 165 million Americans. It's never been done before. That's right. The FCC adopted an order to approve Soros' purchase of more than 200 radio stations in 40 markets just weeks before the election, right? Commission's three Democrats voted for the move, while the two Republicans voted against it. Under existing FCC rules, foreign company ownership of U.S. radio stations is not supposed to exceed 25%. So Soros took foreign investment to make his bid and then filed a request for the commission to make an exception to the usual review process. It's got fast-tracked. And now we've got another demon-possessed man in charge of information that goes out on the airwaves to continue to manipulate the minds of the people. Elon Musk parody put the post of the year. We have an employee that we hired 3.5 years ago. She was given tasks but completed none of them. She just had a performance review and failed it, so she backstabbed her elderly supervisor. We're talking about Kamala, in case you guys are wondering. She backstabbed her elderly supervisor, Biden. Now she is demanding a promotion in November, but refuses to interview for the new position. She promises that if she gets the promotion, she will do all the tasks she didn't do before. But she won't do them now in order to force us to give her the promotion. What should we do? Sincerely, the USA. That's how stupid all of this is playing out for all to see. President Trump says the Democrats are talking about how they're working so hard to get millions of votes from Americans living overseas. Actually, they're getting ready to cheat. They're going to use UOCAVA to get ballots, a program that emails ballots overseas without any citizenship check or verification of identity whatsoever. Foreign interference? Remember, they say we have the, quote, most secure elections in history, and anyone can get a ballot emailed to them. They want to dilute the true vote of our beautiful military and their families, who Comrade Kamala has totally disrespected and abandoned. Republicans must act to stop them from stealing our military votes. Watch. Remember, if you vote illegally, you're going to jail. We're going to get you. I'm sure when he says that, He's serious this time, so folks better watch out. Here's something for you.
I want to ask you about President Biden's executive order 14019 on promoting access to voting. Can you speak to some of the concerns with this executive order?
Absolutely. First of all, I believe that it's unconstitutional. But having said that, why is it that the Biden administration has absolutely resisted every effort to subpoenas in July to every cabinet secretary and have asking for the plans for implementing Executive Order 14019? And not a single agency plan has been turned over to the House Administration Committee. And I included in my written testimony a file from a whistleblower who sent to me. He is a U.S. Marshal. And he sent the Department of Justice guidelines, instructions to all the U.S. Marshals, requiring them, notifying them that they are required to offer voter registration materials and voter education materials to everyone with whom they come into contact, including, and he sent me a file of someone who had to be registered to vote, who is a prisoner in a Texas federal facility. He's imprisoned for violating federal law because he was deported and returned. He's a Mexican citizen. It says that in his file, and he was registered to vote, and they are required to give him voter registration materials. That is happening in federal prisons all over the country.
So let me ask you, then, is it your understanding that they are actually implementing the very plans that they refuse to turn over to Congress?
They're absolutely doing that, and we only know, we get bits and snatches from people, from whistleblowers and from various sources, but nothing official. And if you want to know the most, you go to the Demos website, which is a left-wing organization, and they have literally been dispatched by the White House to federal agencies to help them implement this plan. They know more about what's going on in these agencies to implement this executive order than any member of Congress.
Are they involved with implementing the executive order?
Yes, they are.
And are they in compliance with FACA or the Federal Advisory Committee Act?
No, they are not. No, they are.
So they're violating FACA.
They are violating that. Yes, they are. And they brag about all the agencies that they have assisted over the last 3 years with implementing the executive order.
This executive order obviously involves these various federal agencies in the voting process. And besides the concern that these agencies do not have expertise in this area, should the American people be concerned that this will be administered by a politically appointed officials of the Biden-Harris administration?
Well, absolutely, because the original executive order required that every plan had to be submitted to the White House, to the director of the Office of Domestic Policy, which at the time was held by Susan Rice. And it also goes on to say that federal funds and grants will be disseminated through the White House by the Office of Domestic Policy, by Susan Rice, and we do not know to this day who got the grants, how much they got. We know nothing about that.
So in terms of these plans, were they all submitted to the White House for review?
We presume that they were, because they were directed to do that, but we don't know.
And they're being implemented as we speak.
They are being implemented.
But we as Congress have not been able to get our hands on the documents.
Not a single document.
I guess I have a question. Why would they want to hide this information?
That's a good question.
Why hide it? They don't want anybody to know. They're doing all they can to twist the election numbers as much as possible, cheat to the utmost ways that they can, to ensure that they can get the numbers that they need to win this election illegally. That's how they operate. Every direction that you can think of. Let's get ballots overseas over here. Let's get folks in jail to vote. Let's get the illegals in here. Millions of new voters for the Democrat Party because we're losing our voters. Let's make them think that there's a lot of followers out there for Kamala Harris. Let's just make sure that we show them as many folks on screens as possible, and yet they duplicate screens of people clapping because they don't have enough people to fill a Zoom audience.
Okay, so we're watching this Kamala Harris live. And I don't know if anybody else noticed, but all these people on Zoom. So this lady it's also this lady. And this lady, it's also this lady. Oh, wait. And this lady, it's also this lady. So who are these people?
How do they get by with that? Why do they have to fake everything? Is she so unpopular they can't even get enough people on Zoom calls to make it look real? Do you see what they're up to? They're a bunch of liars. President Trump wants us to grab our popcorn.
I gotta get some.
He heads over to supermarket, and he happened to grab a bag of popcorn and said, we need some of that. Well, it's interesting because even Grasshopper caught this one. Dan Scavino posted President Trump with the popcorn, and he posted it at 1933 on is 7:33 on the cue board, United Airlines to Guantanamo Bay. What was the location of the epic posted other board? Why is this relevant? Interesting, because even at 35:35, Dan Scavino posted the pictures of the rally that was packed full of people. I'll show you that. Look at the pictures. I'll put them on your screen for you to look at. There are just so many hundreds and thousands of people showing up for President Trump. They don't want to miss out on these historic rallies. And so when you go to 35:35, you've got high volume traffic, the Great Awakening. Popcorn matches all of this. And we realize that Gitmo is in play. Get your popcorn. It's all working out. Again, Pennsylvania, even though there's a lot of people there, they're rigging their election too. With illegal migrant voters as we speak, they have record numbers of people registering to vote without ID. Total in 2024, 1,769,991. New voters this week, 83,976. Double last week's numbers. That's in Pennsylvania. People registering to vote without ID. Look at Texas. You guys see this? Look at their numbers. Look at Missouri. Look at Arizona. Man, all these folks. And then you got Pennsylvania. No IDs needed. Just come on into the country. Cast your votes. Everything will be just fine. Of course, President Trump loves to visit small business. In Pennsylvania, he went to a grocery store owner, and this guy had a great conversation with him.
How do you do against the big stores? How do you do?
You know, I'm very proud because every year we've been up, except for the last 3 years because of this inflation. Yeah. It's exactly what you said. The prices are up, but our sales are down. So we've had to get super creative in how we use our space to try
to. So prices go up, and yet your sales are down.
Yeah. So it's been brutal just to try to. Thankfully, I have a great crew, great staff. My family works together.
How long has this been open?
We've been in business 25 years.
Wow.
And we bought it. This store where you're standing there has been a grocery store since 1929.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
It's pretty crazy.
So here we are, guy who's barely made it the last 3 years because of Biden and Kamala. President Trump is listening closely, and he's got a lot to say about that. And we're going to talk about some of the wake-up call that's happening in Chicago, New York City. President Trump sit down to talk about the migrants, how Hollywood is manipulating everything. And also, we're going to find out what that baby oil really was at Diddy's house. Remember they said they confiscated 1,000 bottles of baby oil? Why would they tell us that? What was really going on there? We're going to find out. Stick around for that. Folks, I wanted to remind you that we're at AndWeKnow.com. That's our website. I tell you every video, just to remind you, you can find out everything that you need, our X, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and more. There, all of our videos are located there. And that's where you find our Nashville event, Tools for Success. Click here to learn more. You can subscribe to our newsletter. Check out the Patriot Light, our podcast, our latest interviews, our showcase of pictures of people wearing our gear. Our partners are there. If you forget, you know, man, there was that one thing that I needed, Fix the World, Morocco. I can't remember where to find the link for that. Well, just go to AndWeKnow.com, and there's your EMF protection right there. and among other folks that are our partners. And so if you click on the Nashville event, Tools for Success, just a reminder, again, we're reducing the price for just a one-day visit all day Saturday, so you can see all these amazing speakers, Dr. Kirk Elliott, Shockley, Pete Chambers, Pet Club 247, the Rutledge's Homesteading, Todd Callender, David Weiss, and United Sovereign Americans, and also special guest Tim Lovelace. And so we're looking forward to having you there. Saturday only has been added for you to check out. Remember, this covers the cost of getting the facilities, getting our protection, right, around the facility for protection, all of our speakers, and all the food, because there's going to be a dinner on Saturday night with entertainment. So don't forget about that. And remember also that we've got our amazing gear for you at shop.amwino.com. You can get our tees, our hoodies, sweatshirts, hats, accessories, and so much more. Looking forward to you wearing that gear and somebody walking up and saying, hey, I happen to watch that channel too, and you got a new friend. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Speak about stone cold hard truths and have that debate even when it's uncomfortable in the open. That's how I think we're going to save the country. It's a big part of why I wrote this book. And I also think that I'd like to see that standard applied a little more even-handedly across the board. In that same debate, you had Kamala Harris making the claim also repeatedly, many times since, that women are bleeding out in parking lots, when there isn't a shred of evidence of a single woman bleeding out in the parking lot of a hospital.
Well, there was actually a woman who died in Georgia who, because she, there were two women, in fact, one in particular who couldn't receive the care that she needed.
There's no evidence of a woman bleeding out in a parking lot. My point is the kind of rhetoric that's used across the
board. Have you seen evidence of Haitian migrants eating pets? Like, if we're going to talk about evidence, have you seen evidence of Haitian migrants eating pets?
Having gone to Springfield, I didn't see that evidence. But what I will tell you is I'm bringing that up because you brought up the Haitian migrant point. There are residents in the community that have pointed to that. There isn't even that level of a shred of evidence to support a single woman in the United States bleeding out in a parking lot. Yet that's been a repeated claim made by Kamala Harris. So I think when we're getting into fact-checking, I think we should apply the same standards 360 degrees. And I think we should not use Kamala Harris's quote there to sidestep a debate about abortion policy.
I saw Vivek debating with youngsters with Charlie Kirk from TPUSA, helping them out while they were answering questions from the students, and loved seeing that. It's great to learn. I learned so much when I listen to those guys. When I go into Charlie Kirk's, all my kids listen to him. Well, they're young adults now. I call them kids, but they're still my kids. But anyway, just love it. They come down. They say, "Hey, did you hear this question? How would you answer that, Dad?" And it helps me kind of think about how to debate folks. How do we talk to them? How do we ask questions to spark interest? And then how do we get into this, answering things when folks are lying to us and we know that they're wrong, but they've been lied to for so long? Something interesting, too, I wanted to read to you. Sammy Ravello pointed this out of New York. He said he received more violent racist attacks in the last 24 hours since leaving the Democrat Party and supporting real Donald Trump for president. The funny thing is that the attacks are coming from the same people who preach diversity, equity, and inclusion. All that means zero unless you are on the left. It's incredible how many people react to differing opinions. But I won't be silenced. I'm proud of my choice and excited to join a movement that puts America first. That's how you do it right there. Pepe Deluxe showed us this. I woke up and as I had my morning coffee, realized that everything's about to change. No matter how I vote, no matter what I say, something evil has invaded our nation. And our lives are never going to be the same. I've been confused by the hostility of family and friends. I look at people I've known all my life so hate-filled that they agree with opinions that would never express as their own. I think that I may well have entered the Twilight Zone. You guys ever feel like that? You ever feel like, you know, you're talking to folks that they're part of your family and they don't want anything to do with your beliefs or your love for your country? Unbelievable, folks, what's happening. You can't justify this insanity. We've become a nation that has lost its collective mind. If a man pretends to be a woman, you are required to pretend with him. Somehow it's un-American for the census to count how many Americans are in America. Russians influencing our elections are bad, but illegals voting in our elections are good. It was cool for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but it's impeachable offense if Donald Trump inquires about it. 20 is too young to drink a beer, but 18 is old enough to vote. People who have never owned slaves should pay slavery reparations to people who have never been slaves. People who have never been to college should pay the debts of college students who took out huge loans for their degrees. Immigrants with tuberculosis and polio are welcome, but you'd better be able to prove your dog is vaccinated. Irish doctors and German engineers who want to immigrate to the U.S. must go through a rigorous vetting process, but any illiterate gangbangers who jump the southern fence are welcome. $5 billion for border security is too expensive, but $1.5 trillion for free health care is not. If you cheat to get into college, you go to prison. But if you cheat to get into the country, you go to college for free. People who say there's no such thing as gender are demanding a female president. We see other countries going socialist and collapsing, but it seems like a great plan to us. Some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, and other people are not held responsible for what they are doing right now. Criminals are caught and released to hurt more people, but stopping them is bad because it's a violation of their rights. And somehow all of this is hypocrisy. You know, this hypocrisy, when we show it, it makes us racist. Nothing makes sense anymore. We're living in an upside-down world. Harvey Weinstein was blackmailing the movie industry. Jeffrey Epstein was blackmailing the government sector. Diddy was blackmailing the music industry. The next one is the one who's been blackmailing the sports industry. Can you imagine if we start finding out how many of the games are actually rigged for gambling? Like NFL games and NBA and more. Can you imagine if we start discovering all of that? I don't think the mainstream media will ever cover it. I mean, this chart shows that journalists, you know, contributions to Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, about 96% of the journalists' donations went to the Democrat candidate in 2016. So it tells you kind of where the journalists are heading, what they've been doing. Why do they cover President Trump so negatively? Of course, he was on Full Measure, and he's showing us here about the illegal immigrants and how he's going to give them serial numbers.
But we're getting the criminals out, and we're going to do that fast, and we know who they are. The local police know their names, and they know their serial numbers. They know everything about them. We work with the local police, the local law enforcement, which is great all throughout the country. But
all throughout the country. They're getting serial numbers. How is he doing that now? He says, we are doing it. We talked about this in the last video. How does he have control over all that right now? It's a very interesting point somebody brought up. Of course, if you look in Chicago about the migrants, look what happened to the Chicago City Council. Approving $51 million to house illegal migrants for 30 days.
Well, 34 aldermen voted for the $51 million. It did not come out without a lot of controversy, especially from some black residents who say the money should go towards Chicago residents who have been neglected for years.
Very much committed to a revenue stream or revenue streams that ensure that we are dealing with the crises of those who are unhoused in the city of Chicago, while also making sure that there's room for those that we are welcoming.
We need to allocate some of this money for our black children, for the black community.
$51 million for migrants brought some loud and vocal opposition from the public, to the point where police had to escort people out of the city council meeting several times. Mayor Brandon Johnson asked for a two-minute breather.
We want to make sure that we can continue to conduct the business of the people.
So this liar, this snake, this demon-possessed man right here is getting called out. Folks have had enough. President Trump said after almost 4 years, borders are Kamala Harris has decided for political reasons that it's time for her to go to our broken southern border. Can you believe it? What a disgrace that she waited so long, allowing millions of people to enter our country from prisons, mental institutions, criminal cells all over the world, not just South America. Many of those coming are terrorists, and at a level never seen before. She's trying to con the public like she did a good job at the border, when in fact she has destroyed the very fabric of our nation, allowing 21 million people in from places unknown. When Kamala is seen at the border on Friday, she will pass hundreds of miles of wall that was built by Trump. And it is a wall that works. When she speaks, be advised that this woman has allowed more than 21 million people into our country, totally unvetted and from places unknown. They are now creating criminal havoc all throughout the country. Every state is a border state. When she speaks, I hope everybody remembers that she has caused our cities, our towns, and country itself tremendous damage, and only I can fix it. Here's somebody from Manhattan. They're having none of this anymore.
I have the dubious distinction, 100 murders in 466 days in office. Never before on both sides, Republican, Democrat, have you ever had 100 murders in Manhattan in 466 days. On day one, Alvin Bragg says he was not going to prosecute felonies. They give you all their fake statistics. Well, if you don't arrest nobody, you don't have no statistics.
100 murders in 466 days in office. Never have we seen from Republican, Democrat, have you ever had 100 murders in Manhattan in 466 days. Sickening. What's going on? No more sanctuary cities at all.
We need to build domestic demand. Our government needs to invest in American agriculture. American farmers want a free market that can sustain the industry. They don't want handouts. They don't want loans. They want to be able to produce their farms. They're all hard. This is the backbone of America. The current administration has shown that they are not friendly to American agriculture. Every producer that I spoke to for this presentation resonated the same message. We cannot survive another 4 years. Mr. President.
This is a farmer. Trump is listening to them in Pennsylvania. He's had enough.
My three grandkids who live with me. If you could see Henry, who's three, and Holland, who's two, get into the UTV and drive down to what they call the big barn when we feed our steers, or they go pick chicken eggs, or they help us move cattle. The spark in their eye, the smile on their face, that's the future of America, and I want to make sure it stays here, and I know you do too. So I guess they all said that we wouldn't survive 4 years. I'm sure that when you get elected, that My line would be, help us make American agriculture great again. Well, thank you, Mr. President.
We'll take care of it. We'll take care of it. It's not very difficult to do. We're just being ripped off by other countries, and not only China, by the way, but we're being ripped off at levels that nobody's ever seen before.
Yep, and so part of that ripoff would happen even in our own country. As John Deere got called out, right there, John Deere, sitting right there. And he has the guts to call him out in front of everyone.
I just noticed behind me John Deere tractors. I know a lot about John Deere. I love the company. But as you know, they've announced a few days ago that they're going to move a lot of their manufacturing business to Mexico. I'm just notifying John Deere right now. If you do that, we're putting a 200% tariff on everything that you want to sell into the United States, so that if I win, John Deere is going to be paying a 200%. They haven't started it yet. Maybe they haven't even made the final decision yet, but I think they have. John Deere is going to, and anybody else that does this, because it's hurting our farmers, it's hurting our manufacturing. And if you do that, you're going to have a 200% tariff put on the product that you make in Mexico right across the border. They think they're going to make product cheaper in Mexico and then sell it in for the same price as they did before, make a lot of money by getting rid of our labor and our jobs and really a great name, because John Deere is a great name. I buy a lot of John Deere. Tremendous. I'm one of their big customers. I buy a lot of John Deere product as a private person. But if they're going to do that, we're going to put a 200% tariff on everything that they want to send back into the United States, which means one of two things. Our country is going to make a lot of money, or they're not going to build, they're not going to open, and or they're going to sell it to another country. They're entitled to do that. If they want to build in the country in the United States, there's no tariff. You can go ahead and you can build in any one of the 50 states. You can go ahead. But if they don't want to do that, we're going to put a 200% tariff on John Deere. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to announce very shortly, if they think I'm going to win, or if I do win, they're going to announce that they're not going to build in Mexico. Mexico's taken a tremendous amount of our business, especially over the last few years with this group, because this group doesn't know what the hell they're doing. They have no idea what they're doing. Mexico is taking a lot of business, and a lot of it's done and financed by China. China is building massive car plants now in Mexico. And it's the same thing. They're building, and a friend of mine builds car plants, and he said the biggest ones in the world are being built in Mexico.
How about that? That's called leadership. He says it while John Deere vehicles are right behind him. Whew. Somebody else that speaks up on big issues going on around the earth and trying to help every single person that calls in. Dr. Kirk Elliott, every week we have an interview. Russia to launch digital ruble, full control. He talked about Project Agora. Fed cuts are happening again, and it's a perfect time for precious metals. We're seeing a lot of information out there saying that we're going to see the prices go up on silver. And he talks about this quite a bit, about Project Agora and more. And here's a clip from that just to help you out. We had this interview. It was loaded up Sunday.
Morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's not a bank.
And so why would they want to be a part of that? That's what you were asking.
I don't know. I mean, why would any of these banks, unless they're run by globalists, want to be a part of it and face the risk of ticking off their clients, right? But I think what are they being promised on the other side of that? Why would they tick off their clients saying, yeah, we're going to help put together a unified ledger where you don't own your assets anymore if we don't want you to? What are they being promised on the other side, right? What is the little lies being whispered in their ear, and what kind of power are they wanting be, you know, granted, right? So
it's amazing because he talks about Project Agora, shows the banks that are listed under this that affect us, affect those that are working with those banks. And you guys want to hear about Project Agora, go check out that video, that interview from Sunday. And you can reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott to remind you every time in the description box below, amweknow.com/gold, and you can have a conversation with him and his team anytime. And they're willing to work with you and pray with you if you need prayer. It's absolutely amazing. And so I want to get back into some of the things going on with Hollywood and how they try to use them to influence the world. It's not just Hollywood. I mean, it's the professors, too. They're all Democrats, most of them. Therefore, experts are Democrats, too. Look at this. This right here, this chart, the percentage of Democrats are professors out of 5,116 surveyed. Look at the blue. Communications is 100% Dems. Anthropology is 100% Dems. Religion is 98.59%. How can they even talk about religion when most of them don't even believe in God? And if they do, how can they vote for Democrats, for the Democratic Party or nominees? I don't get it. You go all the way down, engineering's got 61% of Dems, so something about those engineers, huh? Doing really well. But they try to influence, you know, after they get out of university, then they've got their favorite bands. And so you got this girl singing on stage, and she looks into camera to get everybody to believe that she's against President Trump.
Project 2025 is Donald Trump's playbook for controlling and punishing women, poor people, people of color, the LGBTQ+ community.
defeat the Trump agenda. So while she's looking at the screen, she's got somebody with the paperwork so she can just read it, make it look like that's coming straight from her. Notice how the people being exposed for being blackmailed, the celebrities, the music industry, and Pedalwood are the same drones reading from scripts in support of the system and against Donald Trump. It's almost like the system itself is petrified of Donald Trump and has since the day he went down that escalator. They are living through an existential threat as they rage for the machine. The people are starting to see through them. Russian President Putin says for centuries, Western elites grew accustomed to filling their bellies with human flesh and their pockets with money. This ball of vampires is about to end. A vampire is interesting because vampires like what? Blood. We've found out through the years, especially during COVID time, how many of the celebrities were starting to change right before our eyes. Their bodies looked different. They started aging really fast. Almost like they were out of something that they needed to keep them going. And we've talked about that. Adrenochrome. And so somebody had a good point on this baby oil that was found at Diddy's house and what it really could have been. And there might be check this out.
It's not baby oil. It's GHB. Who has 1,000 bottles of baby oil? If baby oil was such a big part of all these parties and all the things that Diddy did to his victims, some celebrities would have made a joke about it here and there. We would have heard about it. Especially Chrissy Teigen couldn't be paid to shut her mouth. Would have cracked a joke about it, for sure. I just watched this man's TikTok about how it's not a baby oil. It has to be laced with drugs. So as I'm reading the comments, someone said, that's why Jaguar Wright said in one of her interviews at the end, she said, blink twice. Blink Twice was a movie with Channing Tatum. He would spray perfume onto women who would make them forget everything. So then somebody else in the comments said, yeah, and GHB is slippery. So I look up, what is it called on the street? Look at the last one, liquid ecstasy. Side effects that include seizures and comas. It was taken off the shelves or something in like the 60s. What is GHB used for in bodybuilding? Performance enhancement additive. What are the positive side effects of GHB? Feelings of euphoria. What is GHB for parents? Usually available as a clear liquid. It's not baby oil. It just makes sense because why would the feds confiscate baby oil?
Why would they confiscate baby oil? Doesn't make sense, does it? Until we hear about this clear substance, probably called GHB. Why are they putting it in the onto everybody? What's going on? What are they using it for? Well, they've got the videos and people are going to go down and we know it. That's going to be happening real soon. Not only are they poisoning just those folks at Diddy's place, they're poisoning all of us. Of course, we know one of those is the vaccine, the schedule that's placed on us, 70 shots by the time we turn 18. Check this out.
In 1985, newborn millennials had to follow a schedule of just a handful of vaccines. Today, a child following the recommended vaccine schedule will receive up to 70 shots by the time they turn 18, including 27 before he or she turns 2, and as many as 6 shots in a single visit. Are all these shots producing healthier kids? According to the data, no. Are we allowed to even ask? Also, no. Some parents who've asked too many questions about the recommended vaccine schedule can find themselves reported to Child Protection Services.
Wow.
Or they will get kicked out of their pediatrician's office for not being compliant. This is America, the land of the free. Parents are being held hostage. They did not sign up to co-parent with the government. We want a divorce.
That's powerful. Very good, Alex Clark, host of Culture Apothecary podcast. Also, we know that Robert Kennedy Jr. is out there. He's doing all he can to make America healthy again. He talks about Ozempic.
Our food, the ultra-processed food, which we are pumping into our kids, which is the cheapest food. It's the food that goes to the food stamp program. It's the food that goes to the school lunch program. We are systematically poisoning the poor in this country and poisoning our kids. And, you know, there's a direct connection. There's very strong science. And then there's a huge subsidy system that is driving it so that everybody is making money. The most profitable thing in our country today is a sick child. And you have the food industry making them sick and then the pharmaceutical industry profiting. If you have a kid with chronic disease, like diabetes, is a lifetime customer of very, very expensive interventions. Ozempic costs, I think, is it $1,500 for the, you know, $1,500 for treatment. Right now, 74% of Americans are obese. There's a bill before Congress that is being paid for by the company, lobbying by the company that makes Ozempic, Novo Nordisk, the biggest company in Europe. And they've got Republicans and Democrats now signed onto this bill that would make Ozempic available for every American who's obese. The cost of that alone will be $3 trillion a year.
Wow.
So, and that company in Denmark, where that company is from, Ozempic is not recommended as the primary intervention. They recommend diet and exercise. Yeah. Wow. And in Europe, nobody is going to take it. But their entire wealth of that company is based upon their ability to pass this bill and get it an intervention. If we took that $3 trillion, a third of that, we could buy organic food, three meals a day for every man, woman, and child in our country, and there would be no diabetes.
Wow. No more diabetes. If we just take the $3 trillion they're going to spend on Ozempic. He knows what's going on. Remember I showed you at the beginning of this video, Vanni Hari, who blogs as the food babe, became a food activist because she wanted Americans to be treated the same way as citizens in other countries by American companies. And she was making her voice known.
No dyes.
Let's go back to the middle part where we saw her earlier.
Carrot and sweet potatoes to color their Gatorade. General Mills is definitely playing some tricks on us. They launched a new version of Tricks just recently in Australia. It has no dyes. They even advertised that when the U.S. version still does.
Wow.
This is why I became a food activist. My name is Vanni Hari. And I only want one thing. I want Americans to be treated the same way as citizens in other countries by our own American companies. In the last 60 years, almost all food additives were being created for one sole purpose, to improve the bottom line of the food industry and not improve our health. These chemicals were created to mimic real food, to make it easier and cheaper for food manufacturers to preserve their food, to make it last longer on the shelf, to help manufacturing, and sinister of all, to allow them to create products that are more addictive in nature. I ended up quitting my lifelong career as a corporate management consultant to investigate and write about food full time. During my investigations, I found an alarming discovery. We use over 10,000 food additives here in the United States, and in Europe, there's only 400 approved.
Wow.
We were able to get Subway to remove azodicarbonamide from their bread in the United States after another successful petition. And as a bonus, there was a ripple effect, and almost every bread manufacturer in America followed suit.
Way to go. It's about time.
I want to make an important point here. Ordinary people who rallied for safer food shared this information and signed petitions were able to make these changes. We did this on our own. But isn't this something that the people in Washington, our elected politicians, should be doing? We deserve the same safer ingredients other countries get. We cannot allow our own American companies to treat us this way anymore. We've had enough. It's unethical, and it needs to stop.
Unethical. It needs to stop. You even have this guy that's supposed to be from America, Bill Gates. Look what he's doing. Not just hurting America. Check out what he's
doing. Tell us a little bit more about these products. So these are basically prenatal vitamins, but that are even stronger, right? That was created with Gates Foundation funding and research?
Yeah, so we've traditionally given pregnant women two vitamins, folic acid and iron, and those are beneficial. But what we found through our studies was adding 13 more in, which surprisingly only costs a little more than a dollar, that really improves the outcomes. And
so this guy, the guy that wanted to, send vaccines so it could help depopulate the earth, get it down about 10, 15, 20% in population, we can do that with the vaccines. Remember he said that on stage? Well, now he's going to give a little pill, to all the, prenatal care there in Africa. It's a nice little test. But here's the good news.
The op-ed you recently wrote, which talked about how elections here in America are about more than just America. And I think it raises the question of what you would like to know more when it comes to Kamala Harris's approach to the world, her philosophy, and if you don't know enough already, Donald Trump's.
Well, on the issues that my foundation works on, climate change, generosity, continuing the HIV medicines that have saved tens of millions of lives, there's a pretty strong contrast, between the candidates. One would continue those programs and the other one doesn't even see climate change as a real thing.
So one will support me and the other one's going to stop me. That should help the voters out there. Of course, he gets free reign on CBS Morning. He gets sweet talk, too, because I'm sure he throws a little bit of money their way. Who knows? But they listen to him. CBS, I think they're the same ones, CBS Mornings, that brought that little boy out dressed as a girl. And they celebrated in the audience. Remember that? Yeah, I remember that. Kevin Cork says, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. James 1:12. And he posts the picture of these yellow flowers here. And he says, have a great week and go do the very best that you can. Interesting, because he posts this September 23rd at 11:23. 11:23, if he happened to be using the Intel board, happens to have yellow drapes behind President Trump, where he's with many military leaders. Who is standing next to Pence and the President of the United States? Remember, blessed is the one who perseveres, stood the test. Who is standing next to Pence and POTUS? That's what we're being asked on the Q board. It matches what Kevin Cork posted. Message? Bolton cleaning house, out they go. A clean house is very important. Is that comms for all of us? Well, if not, we know September 24th, 2020, we were told 4762, not long now. Not long now. Remember, President Trump had executive order 13818, blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. Remember, he had executive order 13848, imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election. Remember that he had executive order 13903, combating human trafficking and online child exploitation in the United States. And remember, he had executive order 13928, blocking property of certain persons associated with the International Criminal Court. We're in a battle for our country. President Trump knew this. He signed executive orders, and he had the backing of the military. These orders will stand. Never forget that they're going down. The enemy's going down. Never forget to pray for that man right there. President Trump. Not long now.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide and direct our steps. You're an amazing Heavenly Father. You're an amazing guider of our minds, of our hearts, of our tongues. We've asked you over and over for support. We've pled for just continued guidance in every direction, that you'd put us on the right path, that you'd help us to talk to our neighbors, our friends, family that we've lost because they don't want to hear the truth anymore. We ask that you continue to soften the hearts to be ready for what's about to be exposed, as little by little we're finding out those that have been worshipped by the people in Hollywood and the musicians are about to go down. Those that pretended to preach the word of God and build monster churches throughout America have been going down. You've been exposing. We see it. And we ask that you continue to help us, to help those that are hurting because those that they worshiped are no longer around. We ask that you continue to protect President Trump and his family, protect us, our families, protect all of us as we continue to move forward in this battle, this war, this spiritual war of good versus evil. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen. Thank you so much, folks, for your support. Thank you for writing us. We're reading your emails and letting us know that you wanted a one-day, just a cheaper ticket price, one day for the event in May. We hope to see you there. It's going to be a lot of great times, great dinner, great to meet with everyone, and great speakers. Hope to see you there. Please hit the follow button and the share button if you would. And we covet your prayers as we continue to work on another event for next year. All right? For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi. With them, we know. Signing out.